Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time now for the Patty Conklin Show, exclusively on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Everyone, welcome so much for listening in to the Patty Conklin Show. We're always happy to have you here. My co-host and dear friend, Vanessa Hall, MD, drum roll please, is with me today. And we wanted to talk about allopathic versus functional medicine because, you know, in my work, I get a lot of those questions. Is it okay to continue doing Western medicine if they're doing energy work and vice versa? And Vanessa, I know you have a lot of input on this, but first, welcome. Thank you for being here today.
Good to be here.
But I think that, you know, in the old days, and I'm talking 30 years ago, probably goes way beyond that, but I'll talk from expertise in my 30 years. Is that in the old days, doctors, Western doctors, would say, don't do allopathic or don't do Eastern medicine, allopathic medicine, because it will kill you. And when you talk to the allopathic physicians, they would say, don't do Western medicine because it will kill you. And I think
okay, so before you go on, allopathic medicine is Western medicine.
That is Western medicine. I'm sorry.
Yes, so yes. Allopathic versus Eastern and sort of traditional medicine.
I've got it written down. I just can't talk straight today. Okay. Eastern.
It's okay.
Keep it Eastern versus Western. Thank you so much. Okay.
Yes.
So Eastern medicine has always had a slant against Western and Western against Eastern. And I think that doctors are changing their tune. But let's go back to your early days of practice. How much was Eastern medicine encouraged in your training?
Okay, so let's go back further. Let's go back to, you know, ancient times and, you know, more traditional medicine. Things were based on how the world works, based
right.
on nature, based on living with nature and learning about the different plants and foods. You know, Hippocrates, you know, let food be thy medicine, okay? So the irony, and we're talking about in the United States. We're not talking about it in the rest of the world because countries like Germany have a great respect for herbal medicine and, you know, things we would call alternative medicine. We're going to limit our discussion to the United States where these practices are in opposition almost. And so up until the early 1900s, we had essentially traditional medicine because we didn't have medicine. I can't remember the date, but, you know, penicillin and insulin, these were findings in the 1900s, I believe, maybe late 1800s. So
yeah.
Prior to that, we were using herbs and plants and, you know, other things, right?
Right.
We had chiropractic. You know, we had, you know, those traveling salesmen that was selling snake oil, you know, oh, the snake oil will cure what ails you.
Right.
And when drugs were discovered, when we had antibiotics, when we had insulin, and the allopathic doctor actually had something different they can offer, it really became a political power struggle. You know, we had homeopathic hospitals way back then. So the split came when the allopathic doctors finally had something to offer. And then there was a political shift and a political will to take over the practice of medicine and set the rules and the standards, okay?
Yes.
So homeopathy and chiropractic in particular were criticized and were pushed aside as, you know, those are antiquated old ways that don't work.
Right.
And the idea, of course, was to get the public to embrace the allopathic medical doctor as the doctor, and everything else was not a doctor.
Right.
The irony, though, of snake oil in particular is that snake oil is rich in omega fatty acids, which we know have multiple health benefits, like anti-inflammatory. And so snake oil actually probably did help people with what they would call rheumatism back in the day. So,
right. Oh, my gosh.
Know,
I haven't heard that word in forever. Yeah.
I know. So in this country, it really became a political issue where one group, the allopathic doctors, wanted the other practices to be less than and to sway the public away from using those more traditional practices. So as allopathic medicine progressed, you know, technology advanced, more drugs came onto the market. I mean, insulin was miraculous for diabetics. More and more things, more technology, x-rays and CAT scans. I mean, I was in residency in medical school when MRIs started to be available everywhere. So,
right.
You know, so those advances made, some of them, those advances were really miraculous. I mean, people died from infections, from basic infections, before antibiotics. You know, they'd get septic and then that was it. Antibiotics were, you know, a major lifesaver, and so these things really did have this profound effect. The problem is that the chiropractic and homeopathy and herbal medicine, those things were still valid as far as, you know, the results they could get. They just weren't this, you know, person's on their deathbed with an infection, boom, they give them some penicillin, and wow, they are just recovered. I mean, these were, you know, shocking improvements. The problem came when one, the allopaths, wanted to take over medicine, which has happened in this country, and have really done a very good job at minimizing the benefits of these other practices. So
yeah,
that sort of gives you a global sort of historical backdrop with regard to this country.
Yeah, I mean, I think that as allopathic medicines grew, and of course the insurance industry began. So do you know the timeline on how long it took before it became an orchestrated insurance situation for medicine?
I believe that there really wasn't the idea of health insurance until Medicare. And then Medicare came on, and then other insurances came after that. That's what I think. I think that's how it shook out.
Right.
And then, you know, initially we had, like, Blue Cross Blue Shield was a not-for-profit or non-profit, okay?
Right.
And the last of the Blues turned for-profit probably a couple or three decades ago.
Right.
And so then you have health insurance companies becoming these huge organizations, and then they're traded on the stock exchange. Now, understand that if you're a company on the stock exchange, then your stockholders are your owners, and people don't buy stock to lose money or break even. They buy stock
right.
because they want to make a profit. So now we have two competing goals that they're not in alignment. You know, you have people paying their premiums to help cover their health expenses, so those premiums are going in, and then you have that money, some of it, being paid out in dividends, being going up in stock price. You got now CEOs making millions and millions of dollars a year, not to mention the, you know, the VPs and the, you know, however many there are. So they've become these big machines, and they're really designed to make money, and
right.
these funds are flowing out of the company as opposed to being reintroduced into the company and invested in helping people be well. So, you know, the whole insurance thing just, you know, twisted everything. And
right.
when I set up my practice, you know, if I went to buy medical a chair to draw blood, a medical blood drawing chair with
yep.
the arm that comes down and so forth. And they wanted to charge like hundreds and hundreds of dollars for this chair. It's like, God,
wow.
are you kidding me? So we went to a used furniture store, and found one of those chairs like when you were a little kid and you went to school and it had the little table that flipped up and you
it
sat down
up.
And then you folded
yep.
it back over. We went and got one of them for like $40, but you put medical on it, and all of a sudden everything costs more. So it's a complex thing. But, you know, allopathic, and I'm not throwing allopathic medicine out. It is
right.
amazing. You can have your heart attack on Monday, have a cath on Tuesday, have them put a stent in, and save your heart muscle, and you're home on Thursday. I mean, that is nothing short of miraculous, and allopathic medicine can do some amazing things.
Right.
Allopathic
right.
medicine, however, does not keep you healthy.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's great for emergencies. It's great
yes.
for, you know, something that comes up that, you know, but we're not eating healthy. We're not taking those supplements that could help us, and I wonder about the how we evolved so differently, where we put so much emphasis on the allopathic, and that became a money making machine for the higher up, versus
well,
Eastern medicine,
okay,
homeopathics and so forth that you know can't get funded. My work can't get funded.
Yeah,
I mean all
you
of
know,
it just. You know, but people,
in this country,
pardon?
We have, I said, in this country, we have evolved with the advent of these major breakthroughs in allopathic medicine. We as citizens, I believe, have come to think that, oh, there's a pill for that. I don't have to take personal responsibility for putting toxins in my body. You know, whether it's, you know, trans fats, lots of alcohol, lots of refined sugar, et cetera.
Right.
I don't have to be responsible for the effects that does to me because these allopathic doctors have a pill for that, and that can take care of my blood sugar and my cholesterol, and I can keep on doing what I'm doing.
Right.
You know, other cultures have a more proactive idea of things, and that, oh, it's, I need to be doing things to help keep me healthy, you know, and go to the doctor for the advice for things to help keep me healthy, as opposed to going to the doctor because my health has failed because of the things that I'm doing, but they can bypass it, they can put a needle in it, they can give me a pill for it.
Right.
So some of this is cultural as well. And I know I faced that when I had a practice, you know, and I would tell people, well, you know, we've got to get you exercising, you got to lose some weight, this will lower your blood sugar, you'll have more energy, you know, I'll send you to the dietitian to help you educate you about what you need to do to get yourself back on track. But that's
most
hard.
Most people don't follow through. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
But part of it, too, is that when you watch TV, I mean, every other commercial is a drug for something. So
yep.
Here's a pill for that. We got a pill for that. We got a pill for this. We got a pill for this.
Right.
You know, our society has gotten away from what really, truly works.
Right.
Which is food, rest, and good thoughts. I mean, it sounds maybe a little hokey, but if you do those three things, you will be healthier.
Yes.
But that takes time and effort and commitment, and it's harder.
And we are.
So it's
society.
A conglomerate of things. I'm not going to blame just the allopaths for this. It's that and our culture.
Yep.
And the culture of greed in our country that have come together and created this mess.
Yep. Yep. Well, we've become a society of, you know, I want it now. Like, I don't want to take care of myself for a year to see the results of a year of hard work. I'd rather just take that pill and be done with it. Yeah.
Right. I saw a stat yesterday that said the average life expectancy in the United States was like 78. The average of other Western countries was like 84.
Yeah.
The average countries that are similar to the U.S. spent $6,000 per year per person, yet we spend 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're ranked like 64th or something like that in health in developed nations. I mean, that's really terrible.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
You know,
You
know, we really do have to get back to the basics because it's the basics that really work. If you want to be well, okay, not managed. We can manage your diabetes. We can keep your hemoglobin A1 down. We can give you those new diabetes meds, and they help you lose weight, and they keep your blood work down. But there are consequences to any drug you take.
Yes.
And so we need to keep that in mind. There needs to be a risk-reward ratio there. But if you really, truly want to be well, it's based on what you do. Not what anybody else does. And that comes, you know, if you go to the chiropractor, the acupuncturist, the, you know, whoever, you know, they're going to require that you do things.
Yes. Yes.
And so, you know, again, we always get back to personal responsibility. We have to own our health. It's our health.
Yep. Yep. And I think that that also means, and I tell my clients this all the time, if your doctor is against you taking supplements and herbs, you need to find a different doctor. I mean, there's lots of doctors out there who believe in the incorporation.
Right. You know, but part of that, unfortunately, is that many allopathic physicians have had no training in in nutrition. You know, we barely got nutrition. Certainly didn't talk about supplements and natural things. And so while ideally we should get all of our nutrients from food, realistically, the crops that we grow in this country have strikingly lower levels of nutrients than they did in the past because of our farming practices.
Sure.
We don't rotate fields and let them rest, you know, anymore. We pump them with nitrogen and whatever chemicals and use a lot of...
Spray them with pesticides.
And it's a twofold problem for us. One is that they're nutrient poor, but two, they're covered with toxins that then we ingest, and our body has to detoxify that stuff. The process of detoxifying, that puts a strain on the nutrients, because you need nutrients, vitamins, and minerals for all of the enzyme activity in your body, and it takes a whole cascade of enzymes to detoxify something, to take that chemical and change it into something neutral that can be eliminated from the body. And so you're getting fewer nutrients, and then you're burning up more nutrients.
Yep.
Kind of a bad situation.
Let's continue this on the other side, folks. You're listening to the Patty Conklin Show with co-host Vanessa Hall. She's awesome. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work, and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at pattyconklin.com.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Okay, I get it. You're a doubting Thomas, and you don't want to pay for something unless you can know what it's all about. Well, now you can find out just what Patty Conklin's energy healing is all about. Go to pattyconklin.com to sign up for her free group energy adjustment, held every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Experience for yourself the transformative energy designed to bring calm and healing to your life. Space is limited, so sign up now. Go to pattyconklin.com, click on services, and you're there.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. My co-host Vanessa Hall and I are talking about Eastern versus Western medicine, allopathic versus homeopathy. How do we really, I mean, again, it comes back to our personal responsibility for our own health. But we were talking about farming practices and how much nutrients our body needs and the toxicity that's created by the foods we're eating. So, you know, is organic really organic anymore? question for you, for Nessa. Is organic really organic in this country, in the United States?
I believe that if something is labeled as organic, there is some governing body looking at that, and it should be organic. What we have to be aware of are things like all natural. That means nothing. It means it's got no real designation. Also understand that that doesn't cover GMO, genetically modified foods.
Right.
Right? And so in this country, they don't have to label genetically modified food. So it's natural, kind of, but, you know, manipulated. So it's very hard in this country. I just got back from Greece about a month ago, and the produce was so flavorful. And I think the easiest way to describe this is if you grow a tomato in your own yard and you put all the, you know, really rich soil out there and you grow it, and then you go to the grocery store and you buy a tomato, they don't even seem like they're the same thing.
Right.
And, you know, we get these tomatoes in the grocery store and they're mealy and they're not flavorful and they're not a deep, rich red.
Right.
You know, things are picked green and put on the truck and shipped from, you know, wherever. So the longer something stays on the vine, the more nutrients it gets from the soil. So imagine if you're picking it green and it just turns red, or they put it in a special gas to make it turn red, or whatever it is done, you know, that food is not highly nutritious, which gets me to the point that we probably all need to supplement. I just did a nutritional analysis, and I was borderline on a bunch of different things. You know, we're looking into, I mean, I got a bunch of other tests done. I'm really doing a full assessment of my wellness, my health and wellness, to see, well, where am I, you know, needing some work. But it struck me, I was like, wow, I eat pretty decent, I supplement, and wow, I still have these, you know, borderline deficiencies. So I believe that most people need to supplement. And if you have a medical condition, you may need to supplement for that. So
right.
I have high blood pressure. I take several supplements to help my blood pressure, and I have actually seen my blood pressure improve quite a lot. But magnesium is one of the nutrients that many, many people are deficient in, and that's an important nutrient for hypertension as well as other things. And so I take that, so I do a more targeted approach to the nutrients I need based on what's going on with me. The problem is that these tests are not covered by insurance generally, and they're expensive to do out of pocket, so it's difficult.
Right.
For people to know, you know, where they are nutritionally deficient.
I got to ask you, like, where can someone, you may not have a name off the bat, but where can you find out about taking a nutritional test? I'd love to. Like, I'd love to.
Well, the thing is, for many tests, you have to have a healthcare provider order it.
Uh-huh.
They can't just get a test.
Got
and
it.
The other thing is, you know, with some of these, there are some companies that allow you to get testing, but it's for educational purposes. And so you may get the results, but then do you really understand what it's telling you?
Right.
So it's kind of a catch-22. And so you really need to see someone who would then order the test for you and then be able to explain those results.
Right.
I don't know of a company where you can get these tests done just on your own. Maybe they are out there, but you know, I don't use them. I use a variety of different labs. But you know, this is more in the functional medicine realm, and if you're interested in having a functional medicine practitioner, you can go to the Institute of Functional Medicine's website, ifm.org. they have a doctor search. So you can put in your zip code and how many miles away you're willing to go, and they'll pull up a list of their certified practitioners. And so you can do that.
Totally makes sense. I mean, it totally makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that it's ideally, you know, you go to the functional medicine doctor to get well. Oftentimes what happens is a person has gone the allopathic route, still feels like crap. They haven't figured out what you have, and, you know, your person is just given different meds and to come back in 3 months. When you go to the allopath, the functional medicine doctor, they are assessing you in a different way. So they're looking at your body and your symptoms and figuring out which area is not functioning properly. You know, because we don't go from being well to being sick in one big jump.
Right.
You know, it's increments. You know, if you're drinking alcohol excessively, you don't get cirrhosis early. You have to do it chronically for years and years and years till your liver finally says, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. Right?
Right. Right.
And so it's this stepwise process. In allopathic medicine, we're looking for the disease. Okay? Are you diabetic? Oh, your blood work is here. Oh, you're diabetic. In the functional medicine world, we're looking at, are your different pathways functioning optimally? It's a whole different thought process. And
right.
So the idea in functional medicine is that we recognize that you are somewhere on this continuum between health and wellness and sickness and disease, and we're going to find where you are along that path.
Right.
And then we're going to make recommendations for you to change what you're doing to so that you are now heading towards health and wellness instead of towards sickness and disease.
Right, right. I mean, such an important distinction, and let's talk about that continuing when we come back. Folks, it's great to have you with us, and we'll be back in just a minute.
The pulse of the blood in your veins means you're alive, but a high or low pulse could mean you're not in balance, which could cause problems. But now, Patty Conklin has found three ways that can constantly make sure your pulse is kept in balance so you can move easier through life. Subscribe to Patty's Healing Pulse today. It has a plethora of things to do, discounts, book club, and so much more. Visit pattyconklin.com to find out more about Patty's Healing Pulse subscriptions. That's pattyconklin.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
You may not be in the same room or even the same country, but Patty Conklin's remote energy work can help you heal whether you have an illness, emotional wounds, or are in spiritual turmoil. And she can do it remotely. You can choose your session time, too, starting from 30 minutes, 3 hours, or even 6-hour sessions. Healing energy. Healing you no matter where you are. Visit pattyconklin.com, scroll down to remote healing, and book your appointment now. That's remote healing at pattyconklin.com.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
If you're on PattyConklin.com, you might want to visit her store. There you can inexpensively buy powerful visualizations on a plethora of subjects, all to help you heal. Help rebuild your immune system, work with color or tunnel energy, help remove fear and depression, and so much more. Plus, you can get Patty's best-selling book at her store, to be your best too. God Within is a great book to teach you how to use the lost knowledge of the universe to impact your physical life today. Visit our store at pattyconklin.com. You'll be glad you did. pattyconklin.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for being here with us. And we've got a really intriguing discussion going on. Vanessa, let's talk a little bit more about the analysis portion of, you know, finding out where your body really is nutritionally and what's working, what's not working, not from a Western standpoint, but from an Eastern standpoint. Talk to us a little bit more about that.
So let's just go back to some basic science. The body is made up of cells. Each cell is its own little organism, practically.
Yep.
And each cell takes in the nutrients and then has waste that gets dumped into the bloodstream and then out in the urine or in the stool, whatever.
Yep.
Each cell requires energy and nutrients, and those things help the cell function. And for the cell to function, there are zillions of chemical reactions that occur, these metabolic pathways. And cofactors for these metabolic pathways, in order for the metabolic pathway to work properly, the cofactors that assist in that are vitamins and minerals. Okay?
Right.
So that's what vitamins and minerals do. They help the body run. The human body is amazing. If you are deficient in a nutrient, the body will try to figure out a workaround. So it's sort of like, you know, if you have Waze on your phone or your, so that you can go from point A to point B driving, Waze looks ahead, sees that there's an accident that's blocking the road, and it sends you off on this different course all the way out of the way, but you're still moving, and then
you're
it gets you back on your road to where you're going.
Yep.
Okay, your body does the same thing. You're deficient in this nutrient. Okay, let's figure out a way around it, and we're going to keep going. Okay, the body will literally rob Peter to pay Paul if the reaction, metabolic pathway that's needed is more important than this other one. So we're going to steal from this other one to support this one. So the human body is truly amazing.
Yes.
So, in functional medicine, they've figured out ways to test and assess this. And we look at your symptoms, and we look at your hormonal pathways, your metabolic pathways, you know, your emotional, you know, toxicities, all these things. And, for instance, a person can be deficient in certain nutrients that causes them to be sensitive to certain foods or chemicals, and it's because they don't have the nutrients to metabolize those chemicals properly, so then they have symptoms from it.
Right.
Functional medicine understands it down to that cellular level.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
And
I mean,
so
you're
getting this deeper analysis of function, not disease and symptom control.
Or covering up, you know, the band-aid.
Right, well, here's a better example. People have reflux, okay? And if you watch the TV commercials, they show a pizza with sausage and pepperoni and onions beating the person up.
Right.
Right? So in the allopathic world, here's a pill for that. Take your purple pill, And then you can bake friends with your pizza with onions and pepperoni and mushrooms and sausage. Well, in the functional medicine world, we're like, first thing we're going to say is don't eat it.
Right.
But the second thing is, well, the question is, well, why aren't you able to digest that food?
Yes.
What's going on in your digestive system that's making that hard for you to do?
Yep.
Well, if you're my age or your age, then it may be that over time we have lost some of our ability to make stomach acid, which then helps turn on our enzymes in our stomach so they work maximally, and we're not able to get to the proper low pH for those enzymes to work really well and also to stimulate the movement of our food to the next area, to the small intestine, and turn on our, get our bile dumped out by gallbladder, help continue that digestive process. And so if we correct for the low stomach acid, you might be able to eat that food.
Right.
But I promise you, taking the purple pill only blocks the symptom. That's
right.
Symptom relief. That's not improving the dysfunction. Okay?
Because
reflux is acid from the stomach going where it shouldn't go. The esophagus is not designed to withstand acid.
Right.
So if acid backs up from your stomach into your esophagus, it's going to hurt.
Right.
But the purple pill neutralizes the stomach acid so that when it refluxes, and it does, you don't feel it because it's not an irritant anymore.
Right.
The problem is you need stomach acid to turn on your enzymes to digest properly.
Yep.
You need it to absorb certain nutrients appropriately. So you're not going to absorb B12 very well if you don't have good stomach acid, among other things. But see, this is the difference between symptom relief and actually improving your digestion so it works.
Right, right, which is such a huge deal. And, you know, it just seems like, and I feel like we need to remind people, it's figuring out what works for you. And just because one thing doesn't work for you doesn't mean that another thing doesn't.
Right.
You know,
I mean, this is correcting the underlying problem.
Yeah.
Not neutralizing the symptoms.
The symptoms, yeah. And I think that it goes across the board. You know, I want to talk to you about a genetic test I took, because I don't think I've told you the results of that when we come back, because I think the genetic test and the nutrient testing, it's so important. Folks, when we come back, we'll touch on that, and thank you so much. We'll be back in just a minute.
Patty Conklin is busy, but she's never too busy for you, and there are lots of ways to get a healing session with her. You can even get one via Zoom or by phone. With 29 years in the business of energy healing, Patty has a unique and remarkable ability to connect with your energy to help you heal on a mind-body-spirit level. From angst to pain, you can get help from Patty. Book a half-hour healing session and embark on your own personal healing journey. Visit PattyConklin.com and click on Services. That's PattyConklin.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work, and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit PattyConklin.com. That's PattyConklin.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at pattyconklin.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for coming back. It's the Patty Conklin Show with my co-host, Vanessa Hall, MD. And that MD is going to play very powerfully here in our last segment, because you're going to be able to reach out and be in touch with her. I wanted to talk about some genetic testing that we had as a family. Dan had come on to it from some guys at the gym, kind of looking at anxiety, sleep, four major markers. Did you inherit it from your parent, one parent, both parents, or is it something that you developed in this cycle of lifetime? And so Dan, you know, did his, like, sleep with both parents, anxiety with both parents. No kidding about that. And mine was, I think I had one from one parent. And most of it was me, and that was sleep. Most of it was me developing in this lifetime. But my boyfriend took it, and he's always had a horrible time sleeping, anxiety, just not quieting his brain. He took it, and a lot of his was both parents. He started taking the supplement, and honestly, within 3 weeks of taking the supplement, he goes to sleep now, and within 5 minutes, he's sound asleep, heavy night sleeping, you know, getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, feeling refreshed, anxiety's reduced tremendously. It's amazing when you find the right supplement that works, how your body can.
That is, awesome. I don't know that test, but what I can say is, anxiety, depression, these things have chemical issues. So, for instance, your body needs to make serotonin in adequate amounts to not be depressed. Okay? Serotonin requires certain nutrients for the body to make it. And those pathways where the body is making serotonin requires certain cofactor nutrients. So imagine if you have four steps in the pathway to make serotonin, and you have a genetic defect in making one of those enzymes,
mm-hmm.
that is a cofactor for making the serotonin, then you have a breakdown, right? And maybe you can't make enough of it. But if you pinpoint where the genetic defect is,
yeah,
then you can give a nutrient that bypasses that step so that the body can continue on making your serotonin.
Right.
So right. I'm just not aware of that there were tests that could give you that kind of detail. But it's, if it's, that stands to reason, because you need nutrients for every metabolic pathway. So it makes sense that if you don't have the gene for a certain step in the pathway, when a person, when you can give the nutrients that are bypassed that step, then you can prime the system to be working again. So it makes perfect sense. You'll have to send me the name of that test. I'd like to see it.
It's Gary Brecka. It's
can you spell that?
Health. Gary Brecka.
I'm sorry?
Gary Brecka. And it's 10X Health. And we just found it really, really interesting. And what was even more interesting was he was in the hospital a couple of months ago, and they asked, you know, are you taking any supplements and herbs and so on? Because he was sepsis. I mean, he was in pretty critical condition. And so I brought the bottle, from the 10X Health. And, the nurse actually sat down and researched it. And research the ingredients to make sure that they weren't having any problems with it, and they weren't. But you know, for us, it was a pretty major life change for him.
Yes,
because genetically,
absolutely.
He was getting he had a gene deficiency from both parents, and
imagine you have two genes. One from each parent, and that gives you the optimal functional capacity to make the whatever serotonin or whatever properly. If you only have it from one parent, then maybe you can limp along and do well enough if you eat right. But then if you don't have either, then it's hard to overcome that.
Right.
You know.
Right. It really is.
So, but yes, this is a great example.
Yeah, let's talk about what you have available for folks.
Well, what I do some wellness coaching. So if a person wants to do a deep dive into it, we can do that. I mean, and it covers all the bases because it's not just the food that you put in your body and the exercise you do and the water and such. It's also about what you're nourishing your mind with and your brain, because the thoughts that you have create chemical releases, neurohormonal chemical releases that then create emotions. And if you are creating emotions that trigger stress, then you are telling your body to make more of the stress chemicals. And those stress chemicals create, you know, elevated blood pressure and can get you some weight gain, make you more at risk for diabetes and all those things if those are chronic thoughts.
Right.
And so we do a deep dive into what you're thinking and what your beliefs are.
Right.
Because, you know, just because we believe something doesn't make it true.
And, exactly.
And as my coach told me, she said, well, you made up that story in your head and you believe it, but it's not serving you very well.
Right.
So let's make up a new story. It's made up anyway. So we're, you know, it's really a look at that. It's also an educational series because I talk really in depth about what a vitamin is and what it does, what a mineral is and what it does, you know, what the bacteria in your gut do and why they're important, you know. So it's education, you know, as I say on my website, proper information put into action is power. Proper knowledge plus action equals real power. So if you go to my website, which is mdwellnesssolutions.com, that's M as in Mary, D as in David, wellness, soul, S-O-U-L, UTIONS.com. You can get information. You can send me a message. You know, I do consultations. I do 12-week wellness coaching. We really, you know, dig into that. Now, if someone just wants to get a nutrient analysis, you know, we can make arrangements for that too.
Okay.
Understand that, you know, the onus is on you to then make the necessary changes in your life.
So folks, reach out to her. reach out to her and get some information. Thank you again for being with us. We appreciate you so much. We'll see you next week, and we'll talk
more.
And Vanessa can go more in line with her website. Thank you so much, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Okay, I get it. You're a doubting Thomas, and you don't want to pay for something unless you can know what it's all about. Well, now you can find out just what Patty Conklin's energy healing is all about. Go to pattyconklin.com to sign up for her free group energy adjustment, held every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Experience for yourself the transformative energy designed to bring calm and healing to your life. Space is limited, so sign up now. Go to pattyconklin.com, click on services, and you're there.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
The pulse of the blood in your veins means you're alive, but a high or low pulse could mean you're not in balance, which could cause problems. But now, Patty Conklin has found three ways that can constantly make sure your pulse is kept in balance so you can move easier through life. Subscribe to Patty's Healing Pulse today. It has a plethora of things to do, discounts, book club, and so much more. Visit pattyconklin.com to find out more about Patty's Healing Pulse subscriptions. That's pattyconklin.com.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
If you're on PattyConklin.com, you might want to visit her store. There you can inexpensively buy powerful visualizations on a plethora of subjects, all to help you heal. Help rebuild your immune system, work with color or tonal energy, help remove fear and depression, and so much more. Plus, you can get Patty's best-selling book at her store, To Be Your Best Too. God Within is a great book to teach you how to use the lost knowledge of the universe to impact your physical life today. Visit her store at pattyconklin.com. You'll be glad you did. Pattyconklin.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.